When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. All right, so we're back with another week of pure craziness going on in the markets. That seems to be the theme for every week so far in 2023, which is providing a lot of opportunities to make money, but still just a lot of uncertainty in the markets in general. So this has been a really exciting week, despite all the craziness going on in the markets this week. I've been recording the audio version for my upcoming book, The Wealth Decision, which I am very, very excited about. And it's been just a really great full circle moment for me to be able to just kind of wanting or setting a goal to create this book and then actually being able to read it out loud. So really, really exciting things happening in the personal life. But let's talk about these markets. So as you guys know, things are just crazy right now, right? So one of the kind of, I guess, biggest updates is this ongoing fallout of Silicon Valley Bank, which ended up being the also kind of a fallout, but then not fallout, of First Republic Bank, which I'm still a little unclear on, just to be honest. And then we had everyone running towards Chase Bank and Wells Fargo, who apparently is seeing a large uptick in new open accounts from everyone leaving Silicon Valley Bank. So the question is now, where will all the Silicon Valley Bank accounts go? I really don't know. And I'm not sure if you saw this, but Silicon Valley Bank's trading ability of the stock was completely halted. I noticed on Robinhood that the stock was no longer available or supported by the platform because now it's no longer hosted on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. Now it is a OTC, which is short for a over-the-counter stock, right? So similar to a penny stock or like a junk type of trash stock in a way, right? A stock that isn't necessarily supported by any of the or one of the two major exchanges. And so it gets traded on at another third party exchange, which is not as reputable. And the interesting thing is, Silicon Valley Bank stock, I think was, a couple hundred bucks a few weeks ago. And then when it opened up trading this Tuesday, it was trading, I think, around maybe 20 cents or something of that nature. When people realized that Silicon Valley Bank was back available to be traded over the counter, there was a flood of people coming in, purchasing the stock, which caused this stock to go from 20 so cents or so all the way up to about $1.20, which is amazing gain. So people were seeing hundreds of percents of return in a very short time frame, less than 24 hours. So whoever saw it, got in, ran it up, they're probably having a very profitable couple of days. Very, very interesting. So if you are thinking about purchasing stock of Silicon Valley Bank, the ticker symbol now is SIVBQ. SIVBQ. I did see that you can trade it on Webull, but you'll have to see which platforms are actually supporting it. Obviously, trade this at your own risk. This is a very volatile stock right now. The company itself, the stock itself actually has no value, which is why it was so shocking that it went from these pennies being worth pennies to being worth over a dollar. As soon as the sale of Silicon Valley Bank is finalized, that stock will be worth nothing. So just understand, we don't know when this sale will be finalized, but when it is, you could lose everything. So just be very, very cautious. Okay. Be very, very cautious when you're investing into this company. All right. So that's all I wanted to say about Silicon Valley Bank. It's a lot going on with it. Be careful. It's interesting to watch. Trade it if you want, but just be very careful. Okay. All right. So other news, other things that's happened in the market this week. One, we've had some pretty cool earnings that were announced. One was Carnival Cruise Line. So Monday morning kicked off with Carnival Cruise Line announcing their earnings, and they went up slightly. I think maybe about 20 cents or so per share from their earnings. But apparently they had really, really good profits in Q4. Another one that had a big, big, big jump was Lululemon. Okay. Apparently people are still running and buying the overpriced yoga clothes. So Lululemon was actually up $43 per share after the release of their earnings. Another company that we were a little surprised about was Restoration Hardware. Apparently their sales have been down. They're saying that wealthy people are getting a little nervous with all of the things that are happening in the economy and the bank fallouts, et cetera, and apparently are spending less on home goods. Not sure how true that is, but their sales are down. Restoration Hardware stock fell about 12% after their earnings were released, okay? So those were some of the major kind of companies that had announcements or had earnings released this week. So going into next week, we have not as many earnings coming out. Earnings season is really kind of coming to a close because Q1 is actually coming to a close this weekend. So as we're gearing up for Q2, we'll start to have another kind of earnings season where we'll start to hear the earnings release from Q1. All right. So keeping in mind, the earnings that we're hearing right now are all results from Q4, which were holiday earnings. Okay. So gearing up for next week, as I said, it's not as many earnings coming out. Once we start getting more deeper into April, around the third or fourth week, we'll start to hear a lot of the bigger names, such as the Charles Schwab and Morgan Stanley, a lot of big banks starting to release their earnings as well. Okay. So next week, a couple brands that we have our eyes open on, Acuity, Kirkland's, Constellation Brands, just to name a few. So there will still be tons of earnings next week, but not a heavy, heavy earnings week, since we've got most of the big earnings out of the way. And we have a lot of layoffs that are still being announced. And as you guys probably have heard, every time a company releases or announces layoffs, the stock typically goes up, right? So EA actually just announced recently that they'll be laying off 6% of their staff. As you guys know, they are the big video game leader in the industry. Also, Roku recently announced this week that they're also going to be laying off 200 employees, and that they're actually going to be cutting some of their leases and actually, I guess, shutting down some of their offices. So there's still a lot going on. Jobless claims did rise to a 3-week high this week as well. So layoffs are still low, but we're starting to see those jobless claims come to kind of fruition from all of the tech layoffs and other layoffs that we've been seeing over the last few weeks. All right. So as you guys know, as I mentioned, there's a lot going on in the markets, but there's a lot of opportunity. Please don't be one side biased. This is definitely not the time to be buy side bias or upside bias or downside bias. There's still a lot of opportunities as there's so much volatility with the market constantly going up and going down. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap up this episode with one of my favorite money affirmations that I say every single day. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I'm a money magnet. You're a money magnet. So let's go ahead and attract more wealth as we continue to play around in these markets. See you soon.
We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.